For our first meditation, we're going to read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. So please have a Bible in front of you as we read together Mark chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 66. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. But he denied it. I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entrance. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing round them, "This fellow is one of them." Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the cock crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the cock crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. How do you feel at the words of this apostle? What would your heart reveal at this failure so colossal? The colossal apostle fails. He betrays his friends. Word gives way to wails. Everything is surely at an end. Does he still remember what just took place on the walk to the Olive Mount? In seeming friendly embrace, he cries, "No, Lord, just count. Count how many times I will die for you. Lord, count my success. You will not be coloured with death's hue. I will not make that mess." "No, Peter," Jesus replies. "Tonight, before the cock crows twice, open your eyes, for you will have denied me thrice." Jesus never lies, for he is fully human and fully divine. He is never caught by surprise. He knows the script of the night line by line. How must have that walk been in the dark towards Gethsemane? Peter's anguish, perhaps unseen. "Lord, I'd never treat you as my enemy." And yet, he does as he's told. The servant girl announces his association as they stand in the cold. "Come on, announce your dedication." Peter is put on the spot. "You're Jesus' friend." "No, I'm not." Thus did Jesus' true tale end. 3 years of friendship hidden to save his own skin. He dances with the forbidden to hide in his sin. In the quiet comes the foretold call. The cock crows to awaken the dawn. And so the heart of Peter makes its final fall. His predicted betrayal is done. He sinks to the ground. He weeps aloud. "I failed," his tears sound. "I listened to the crowd." Perhaps he thinks, that's it. Friendship betrayed. No coming back from this. I'm worth less than spit. This is the ultimate and final fail. Yet that's not true. For not only did Jesus go to a cross for me and for you, he went for Peter, the backstabber, the coward and bad friend. Even he can call God Abba. Jesus dies for betrayers, broken relationships. He breaks down the layers between us and God of life and lips. For you see, the way Peter treats Jesus is how you and me treat our Creator. Living like he's not there. We are a God-hater, though he made and loved us beyond compare. Yet, Jesus reaches out to the Peters of this world and offers reconciliation. Everyone who has heard is promised resurrection. Brokenness is healed. Life is given. Forgiveness is revealed. in the cross hung Jesus, we are forgiven. If you take time to flick through the pages of your Bible, you'll notice two letters penned by this Peter apostle. They call for Christians to persevere and rely on their forgiving God. This is no libel, despite of Peter's failure colossal. Denying Jesus is easy, for it means acceptance by the world. Following Jesus, not so easy, but it avoids rejection by the word. Which is better? Easy life? Self-satisfaction? Peter knew. Which is better? A hard life now, yet everlasting salvation. The colossal apostle is someone I like, because he shows me no matter the colossal magnitude of my failure, my record strike, it's never beyond being forgiven. Peter points me to the God of the reconciling, of eternal life that is given in the Son of God's crucifying. Even those whom Jesus entrusted with responsibility to lead the church are people who fall into iniquity, yet are restored much. Mark's gospel is, of course, written by Mark, a friend of Peter's, and so no attempt by Peter to hide his bad mark, to not tuck it away in the dark, but show the mistake, the error he made, and he is still forgiven. His price is paid.